into the action for another day of the week. Welcome to the Friday edition of Before You Bet, Aaron Gray here on the Coverage YouTube channel. Make sure you smash that like and that subscribe button right down there. Also, make sure you hit up that comment section. What do you like in the NBA tonight? And what do you like about the show? Let us know what you love about the show. Let us know what you don't like about the show. We got a thick skin. We can handle it. We're always looking to improve here for you, our viewers. So a bit of a tricky board here in the NBA tonight. I sit down early this morning to handicap a lot of these games. A lot of big names questionable. A lot of these guys day to day. I was super keen to take the Denver Nuggets, but at the time of this recording, Jokic is questionable. So I'm going to have to wait on that one. If I do decide to play that, I will drop it in the comments section later on today. Okay, so we're coming off a winning day. Thanks to John Mettler. Let's bring him in. I went 1-2 with my picks there yesterday. John goes 3-0-1 with his. A little bit of a push there, John. So to recap the action a little bit in the NBA last night. So Bulls Magic. What business do the Orlando Magic have in a game that sees them combined for 248 points? Usually they're hovering right around that 200-point mark. So super high-scoring game there. The Celtics take care of business against the 76ers. Warriors continue to roll. Barely. Good call by John by taking the Nets to cover the spread there. The Warriors beat them by a bucket. And the big game of the night, Lakers take care of business against the Knicks in overtime. John, what stood out to you last night in the NBA?
Well, I was watching the Knicks-Lakers. Obviously, I had the Knicks plus four. I mean, Jalen Brunson went down with, like, in overtime with an ankle. They're saying it's an ankle sprain. We're waiting for more information, but he could not put any weight on it at all. Like, it did not look good. So I imagine he's going to miss a good chunk of time here. So, like, from a betting perspective, one, he was the favorite for Clutch Player of the Year. So that's obviously an issue for a futures market, especially in the NBA. And then two, like the Knicks, they don't have, they don't have another guard that can create. Like when those last like 3 minutes when he wasn't playing, like they couldn't get the ball to Towns. Mikal Bridges is just standing in the corner. They bring in Deuce McBride. He's like, they don't have another point guard. It's a really weird, I think we got to kind of question Tom Thibodeau here, if we're being honest, because you have so much talent. Like, OG Anunoby's talented. Mikal Bridges is talented. Mikal Bridges, like, led the Brooklyn Nets, like, into the playoffs, you could say, kind of, with that 1 year. And he was, like, scoring, like, 25 points just a couple years ago. And they look completely lost without Jalen Brunson. And even, like, when he was in, they're not running anything. Like, they're just, like, get the ball. It's like Brunson's the only good player on the team. It's like, get the ball to Brunson, get out of his way. And, like, you have Towns. You have all these other guys. It's, to me, it's a really weird, like, offense team. I think they're really going to struggle offensively without him because they don't run anything, or like they don't look like they know how to play without someone creating for them. And it's, I don't know, I'm really intrigued. Like, their second night of a back-to-back tonight against the Clippers, there's no way Brunson's playing. Like, he's obviously out, and then it could be an extended amount of time. From like a long-term perspective, they won't get burned because they're not going to miss the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. He'll just be back for the playoffs and they'll be fine. So it's not like that big of a deal, but I don't know. They got to figure out something. And Charles Barkley was calling them out on TNT. They got to figure out something offensively where you're using like all five guys. Like, you have a roster of five guys. Yeah. Use them. So I don't know. That's my takeaway.
Yeah, Knicks having a hard time shaking that fraud label, losing to another good team. Now, a bit of a choke by them. I think they were up by around 10 halfway through the fourth quarter. And don't you hate that? I think maybe more than anything in all of sports betting, when you have the underdog. They were, a four-point dog in that game, I believe. Yeah. It's just like, just lose by a point. Lose by a bucket. Nope. They go to overtime, and the game pushed, right? Don't you hate that?
Yeah, it's always funny. I almost tweet out to you when you're betting, because the whole game I'm rooting for the Knicks, they're, like, collapsing. You're obviously, like, rooting hard for them to hold it, hang in there. Then you get to that final, like, 40 seconds, and you're like, okay, I don't care who it is, hit a game winner, like, whether it's the Lakers or the Knicks. Ugh. I just want this over, because you also have four, so like a three-pointer, if someone hits, you know, Luka Doncic a step back three to win, it's, you're fine. It's a three-point win. I have four. If you have like, you know, two, you're kind of nervous because it could be a three and stuff, but like you're staying on four, like this is perfect, like just someone win, and they all missed the shots. Then the Knicks had 9 seconds left. They didn't even get a shot off to win the game. Josh Hart didn't get it off before the buzzer. So yeah, and then they go to overtime. And the worst part was you're also doing, I feel like basketball more than any sport, you're kind of doing like that free throw math in your head where you're like, okay, you know, we make a bucket, we foul, they two, and you're kind of like where you're falling on the spread. And Anunoby, they're down four, he gets the layup and one, and you're like, there's like 9 seconds left in overtime. You're like, perfect. Makes the free throw. We're cutting it to one. They're going to foul, but they can only go up to three. And he misses the free throw. And then LeBron goes down and hit two. So it pushes on four. And you're like, ah, man, Obi would just made the free throw. You start going between that like 3-1 versus 2-4 and you're fine. But anyways.
Overtime, where underdogs go to die. Okay, John, let's get right into tonight's action. Six total picks, three each. A bit of a tricky board. I might have some more for my card later. John might as well. We got to figure out if these big dogs are playing. Jokic is the guy who stands out to me. But let's start things off with the struggling Memphis Grizzlies down there in Dallas taking on the Mavericks. And I'm going to take the struggling Memphis Grizzlies. I'm going to take them to cover the spread here. Big number. I am not scared of it. This is a true get-right spot for Memphis, who has been struggling out of the break. But the bigger sample size shows that this is a team that often destroys its opponents. A lot of big wins for them this season. Their average win comes by 15.6 points. That is the third best mark in the NBA. Now, we talk about the struggles over the past 2 weeks. Look at some of the teams that they've lost to. They lost to the Thunder and the Cavs. And they also have three separate losses by 2 points or less. So I think this is a good opportunity for them to get back on track. Their foot should be firmly on the gas. This is a team that needs a win. And they should be able to smell blood here against this Dallas Mavericks team, who's absolutely leaking right now, possibly even tanking, as John discussed on the show here yesterday. Look at some of these losses that they've had lately, the Dallas Mavericks. Last time out, they lost by 30 to Milwaukee. Game before that, they lost by 24 to Sacramento. Game before that, against Milwaukee, lost by 15 points. They beat the Hornets the game before that. Congratulations. They lost to the Lakers the game before that. Golden State beat them by 24 the game before that. All of a sudden, the Dallas Mavericks are one of the worst teams in the NBA, especially without Kyrie and Anthony Davis. 28th in net rating over the last five games. And it is worth pointing out, last time they played, when the Dallas Mavericks had a much different outlook, it was back on January 6th. Memphis did beat them by 15 points in that game. So I think a really good opportunity for the Grizzlies to get back on track and to beat the living shit, hopefully, out of the Dallas Mavericks. Okay, next up, we're off to Charlotte, a hotbed for NBA basketball. We have a really hot team in town, though, the Cavaliers, and you have a prop for this game, John.
Yeah, we're going to go Ty Jerome over 3.5 assists, minus 115. So 17 point spread, obviously blow potential is really high for the Cavaliers against the Charlotte Hornets. So that's, I do feel more comfortable here, obviously going, he's not a starter. He's a sixth man. So his minutes should be like more protected than like a Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell. He's a really good player off the bench for them. And I don't think he's fully got the credit he's starting to, but he hasn't fully got the credit he should be getting this year. You just look at his potential assists. Like the last three games, he's averaging 10 potential assists per game, and it's only converting to three actual assists. That's really low. And he kind of has that, it stretches over even a bigger sample size where, you know, you're looking at like 8 or 9 potential assists per game, and it's just not really converting for him. Against the Charlotte Hornets, Mark Williams is out. So they're missing that rim protection on the back line. You have Jared Allen, you have Evan Mobley, you have lots of guys who can convert potential assists. I just think this really plays into a good spot for him. And because it is a blow and like, or it could be a blow, and like the Charlotte Hornets are really bad, he could like, this is on his like normal allotment of minutes, we have a nice edge, there's probably a good chance he kind of gets like a couple more minutes boost and they take a couple minutes away from Darius Garland. So I really like this one at 3.5 for him. I just don't, it's the Hornets are, it's the similar to the Mavs, you're just really starting to see really bad defenses here because it's that element of like a little bit of quit, right? So give me the over for Ty Jerome.
Hornets basketball, baby. Okay, next up, let's go to OKC, SGA out of the lineup. A couple guys day to day, but I'm going to be backing one of my favorite trends here lately. I love these first quarter plays, and this has been a red hot spot for both of these teams. Going to take the first quarter over. I think a very fair number here at 56 points. So this is a red hot spot for both teams. They are combined 15-4-1 to the first quarter over. Over their last 10 games, especially hot spot for OKC at home. They're on a 9-1 first quarter overrun on their home court. And just check out the stats here. OKC leads the NBA in first quarter scoring since the All-Star break, but they are allowing close to 30 first quarter points in that span as well. That's resulted in them first quarter average of over 60 points per game during that stretch for them. Both teams playing with pace here, so expect them to come out running, chucking up a bunch of threes. So we'll take the first quarter over there at 56 points. Okay, Heat T-Wolves. I believe Tyler Hero questionable for this game. There's a prop you like, though, and you also have an SGP, but give us a prop, and we'll come back to the SGP for the final pick of the show.
Yeah, I go Dante DiVincenzo, over 3.5 assists, big 3.5 assist day. So DiVincenzo, he was out for a long time with an injury, but if you look at, like, before he went out, he was the starting point guard for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and then I actually really liked him when he was the starting point guard. I thought their lineup looked a lot better with that. And then just last game, they made him back to the starting, put him in the starting lineup. Mike Conley was out for rest, but I do think this is the path they're going to go down where, like, DiVincenzo's starter, Mike Conley comes off the bench. So if DiVincenzo's back in the starting lineup, there's the whole roster is, like, back for the Minnesota Timberwolves as well, like Julius Randle. You know, I think Rudy Gobert's still questionable, but he could play. I think DiVincenzo's a lot better creator than this number is kind of showing. And the thing is like, it's still being priced as if he doesn't start and say he does play like 28 minutes, you're fine. That's kind of like where the projection is, where you're getting a good price on it. But I do think his role is elevated to starter in like 30 plus minutes. And if that's the case, this prop just looks even better. And like same thing as Ty Jerome, he's kind of going through this, you know, last game you look at it, it was one assist, but it was 8 potential assists. So again, he's creating, the shots just weren't falling that he's passing to his teammates. So at 3.5, I'm definitely taking Dante DiVincenzo for the over.
Let's go. Let's go to Sacramento, the Spurs in town. Big time revenge game going for both sides here. Of course, De'Aaron Fox visiting his old team. DeMar DeRozan taking on his old team. But I am focused on one of my favorite players to bet on during my history of betting on the NBA, Jonas Valanciunas. That's right. I love his over points and rebounds number here tonight at 26.5 points. If you weren't paying attention, a lot of people probably didn't even realize he was on the Sacramento Kings, but here we are. And he is making the most out of Sabonis's absence. Sabonis has missed 3 games, and Valanciunas averaging 28 points and rebounds in those 3 games. And most of all, well, I like the minutes boost that he's going to get tonight, but this is an excellent opponent for him to stuff the stat sheet against. The San Antonio Spurs, 28th in rebounds allowed since the All-Star break, 29th in points allowed in the paint in that span as well. Really struggling without Wemby for what it is worth. He had 29 points and rebounds against the Spurs in just 22 minutes earlier in the season. So I think we're going to see him get around 30 minutes tonight and go over that number, make the most of the opportunity. Okay, John, people were asking for it yesterday. People hit me up. No SGP on the show, guys. What is going on? So John is giving the people what they want. You have an SGP cooked up for Heat Wolves. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm gonna put it back on Dante DiVincenzo here. So I'm gonna go 5 plus assists. I'll go for the alt for the SGP. So like I said, I think his role as a starting point guard is going to elevate. I think there is opportunity for more minutes. I think there is opportunity for like a bigger usage. I just, his like first couple games here out of injury, obviously you're putting him on a minutes restriction. And then also there's a couple blowouts. So he just didn't play as many minutes as I think he could. But you could see last game 32 started. So love that for him. Also, the Miami Heat backcourt, the focus should be on Anthony Edwards. So I think, and they don't have multiple good perimeter defenders. Davion Mitchell is kind of just the best, and he'll probably be on Anthony Edwards. So DiVincenzo has a really good matchup for it as well. I'm going to put Julius Randle in there. So Khalil Ware's out for the Miami Heat. Bam Adebayo, they won't be too big. So he should be starting at center. I don't think he'll be on Julius Randle. So I think that's a good matchup for Randle to get points. This is also a team, Julius Randle, you know, he's an upcoming free agent. I think Miami Heat is a team he's kind of been linked to a couple times. So, I mean, if you're trying to get paid in the offseason, you kind of want to put on a show when you're in Miami, then I'm going to take the Wolves money line. I think their whole roster for a while, they were a very injured team for a long time there. So they got everyone back. This is the starting five, not everyone back. We don't know about Rudy Gobert, he's questionable, but I mean, you're not too worried about that because you have Naz Reid as the backup center there. So I'm going to go Wolves money line. Obviously, I always put like money line. I think a lot of people have caught onto this. I put money line in these SGPs quite a bit because in my head, if multiple guys are going to hit all overs, you're probably on a good path to winning the game as well. So I'm going to go DiVincenzo 5 plus assists with Randle 20 plus points and then the Wolves money line.
I like it. We'll be tailing that one tonight. So a bit of a brief show here today, but John and I will be monitoring player news throughout the day. If we want to recap these picks here, John, you could start with yours and I'll wrap mine up.
Yeah, DiVincenzo over 3.5 assists. Ty Jerome over 3.5 assists as well. And the SGP, Julius Randle, 20-plus points. DiVincenzo, 5-plus assists. And Wolves' money line comes up to about plus 575.
Okay, I got Grizzlies as a big favorite. The get-right spot versus the Dallas Mavericks. I Jonas Valanciunas to go over 26.5 points and rebounds in the first quarter over there in OKC with Portland in town. Okay, so that does it for today. And that does it for this week. Guys, if you like the show, hit the like button right down there. Make sure you are subscribed to the Covers YouTube channel. We have a lot of great content on the channel right now. There's a big UFC event going down tomorrow night. I interviewed the legend George St. Pierre to get his thoughts on the big fights and some big news in the UFC right now. So you can find that in the video section on the Covers YouTube channel. So make sure you check that out. And like I said, if we have any plays to add, we will add them in the comments section right down there. So keep tabs on that if you are interested in what John and I will be on tonight. So thank you to John for joining, to Mick for producing. Thank you to our sponsor, BetMGM. Make sure you check them out for all your sports betting needs. And the biggest thank you of all goes out to all of our great viewers. Thank you for tuning in today and this week. We're going to be right back with you guys on Monday to break down our best bets in the NBA. Enjoy the games tonight and best of luck with your bets. Woo!